Well, good morning, and we're back, and it's a wonderful drizzly Thursday. Sitting across me is an old friend, Chris Sayuda. I always say that. I don't know why. I hope you're not offended, Chris. But welcome, and good morning.
Good morning. So happy to be here. And you know, obviously, Tom, you and I go way back.
Way back.
The attractions game. But,
so he's going to adjust your mic because to get maximum volume, he's that's what Matt does. And we want to make sure we hear your crystal clear voice.
Of course, I was talking to
Ron. Only Matt would know that. So for those that are on video, you would have noticed something that I think both of us are turning bright red on that one. But it's good to have you, really. We're going to talk all kinds of different things. We'll tell some stories today. Well, hopefully won't we reveal any secrets about Chris, but we want to welcome you all for joining us on The Morning Voice. Chris asked me how long we've been doing this now, and Matt, it's almost 2 years now,
just
right?
Just about.
Oh,
yes,
my,
sir.
Exciting. And we've learned a lot, and Matt asked me during Thanksgiving, everybody's off, of course, eating turkey dinner and stuff, so I have to do the best of show. And that's a big decision because I looked at all these shows and I'm going like, God, darn it. That really adds up after having a show every single week, you know. And there's a couple that I kind of, you know, I had my own little holiday where I took off. But I've been doing remotes too, so those are a lot of fun when you do a remote. Technically, sometimes, you know, it's live radio. So it, and we've been on YouTube now and on Facebook for... Oh, God, 6 months now, man. I keep asking these questions to Matt. Matt
just
is
about.
The producer.
Yeah.
He's behind the glass.
Just about six months on the video, yep.
Yeah, and is my co-host on, Tim Vimmerstedt?
Yes, he is.
All righty. Right, good morning, Tim. You remember Tim Vimmerstedt?
Of course. How you doing, Tim?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Matt.
Yeah.
Good morning.
You remember Chris, right? A little bit?
I look a little bit different, so maybe not.
Yeah, if you look on the screen, this is the new Chris. Okay, all right. So he's about he drank some special water. He's about 10 years younger now. You do look younger. You do. Yeah, and he's got a great smile. And hopefully, those that are listening and watching on YouTube, welcome to Chris.
You should try that water, Tom.
I know. Well, thank you.
point to Tim Bitter. Remember that?
I'll take that as a compliment. Thank you, Tim.
It was not meant as one.
Thank you. So Tim's been our co-host for almost probably a year now, and he comes to us live from his house. And he's got his own home studio there, and we're so happy to have you here. And as you all remember, Chris, you probably remember, he was marketing director of the Desert Museum for over 10 years. And he was such much more than the marketing director because you would get there and he would greet you, right? And then he would take you to the gardens and you had to plant something before you could talk to him because, you know, everybody had to contribute to the Desert Museum. Actually, I'm lying, but that's okay.
You had me for a second.
Chris goes, what?
That sounded pretty good.
Now, if you were in the media, you were always greeted by Mr. Vimmerstedt, or if you were a site inspector. You know, doing a site inspection for MTCVB at that time or Visit Tucson. That was what we started in old Tucson. We had a practice of meeting every meeting planner, every Visit Tucson employee that was giving a tour that was either me as the GM or Tim as the director of catering and sales. And he carried that over to Rawhide and to Biosphere. And then finally, ultimately, to the Desert Museum and Pima Air and Space. I forgot about that, too, as well.
Yeah, Pima Air and Space.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think customer service was, I didn't have to train Tim on customer service. You know, he trained me on customer service. So, and we always have to talk about our all-time high, right, IBM? How much was that, Tim, that you made that day? group sales was his specialty. It trailed us down, and Pinnacle Pete was where you got your training. And is that how you learned how to cook steaks too?
I did.
Yeah, with over mesquite. You don't cook steaks over anything other than mesquite.
Oh, so, yeah. Now we're talking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, well, no. You're only hungry for ribs now, remember? One day I'm going to surprise you with those ribs. And guess who I saw?
I did cook a pot roast yesterday.
Ah, very good, very good.
My first attempt at baking from a wheelchair.
You need a woman. You need a woman.
Yes.
So anyway, I saw Casey last night at the Feats annual meeting, and Chris was there, and we're so happy.
Cool.
We're so happy to have Chris on both organizations, the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance. He's back again as a brand new board member. And he and I are going to be working on a new website together, and that's going to be fun. And then also, Chris decided that he was going to go back to Feet as well.
That's right.
I think you decided that first and then me second, but that's okay because the Feet is a partner organization. We don't own it. We're not any part of the management other than I am now a board member as well. And the reason why that is because so many of the Attractions Alliance members do festivals and events. And a lot of them were given the responsibility. I mentioned this yesterday in the meeting. A lot of the folks that are doing festivals early on, when the boss said, you need to do a festival. We need extra attendance and revenue. And sometimes it was given to someone that, how do I do a festival? How do I do an event? I know how to sell my product, but that's a whole other thing. And so Feats comes along years ago, put together by Tucson Meet Yourself, Mia and Donovan.
Donovan
from the city of Tucson and Mia from Tucson Meet Yourself. Great. Two great people. And they created Feats Arizona, which is all about really working with folks that are doing festivals and events and working with new people that are now doing festival and events. And from A to Z, pretty much the networking begins, and from garbage to sound systems to parking to anything you can think of. And then, of course, Chris came on board and fine-tuned a lot of their digital stuff. And I could tell by some of the old board members that they missed you a lot when you took off and did your thing away from Tucson for a while. You were gone for how long?
So I was gone maybe a little under 2 years.
Yeah, so we missed you.
I had to go briefly and help a cousin of mine open up music school in the Quad Cities. And then one winter out there, and I was like, no, I'm going back to Tucson.
No, we're so glad you're back, and you're working full-time now. You do have a day job.
I do.
And, of course, they're getting a lot of news right now.
Yeah, so I'm over with the Pima Association of Governments, which manages the RTA, Regional Transportation Authority, and we are gearing up to release the next RTA 20-year plan. So I encourage actually everybody that's interested in regional transportation to go to rtanext.com. There's a lot of Q&As over the next couple of months where we explain the plan, which has pretty much something for everybody, and that's going to be going on the ballot in March, so that's coming up.
Yeah, we really appreciate the former city manager coming on board, Michael Ortega. Michael and I did some things together with soccer, Michael, if you're listening or you have a good friend, we really appreciate it when you join forces with Pima County and FC Tucson. And we took a number of professional soccer teams coming here in January and where we needed some help, and up to 10. So I had the pleasure of working with the city on that and with FC Tucson. So a big shout out to one of our SAAA members, FC Tucson. We're hopefully they're trying to bring that back. Started with the city.
That.
Yeah, started with the city of Tucson and Pima County. Elected officials got together and said, we got to do some soccer. So they had four teams come in and they did a tournament. And then that grew to, FC Tucson going pro. Went up, to, you know, run by the a Phoenix group for a while. The United was it United Soccer League, right? USL. And there were training, you know, FC. I mean, they're training folks and a lot of kids right out of college, and you know, I can call them kids now. So but it's back, you know, it's back, you know, in good shape, and former owner, former coach, now the owner. And also the former promotion guy and ticket guy is back, so we love working with them, and we're hoping that soccer does come back professionally on a regular basis, because Pima County, Visit Tucson, and the city of Tucson supported that financially, and boy, it did pay off, because we, you know, January is kind of a little down side a little bit for the high season, even though we have a lot of folks here from out of town. But it really helped that when you had 10 professional soccer teams, in a sense, doing their spring training here, you know, or I guess winter training, Pima County rebuilt that soccer stadium on the other side, and there's places for the opposing team. Wonderful new bleachers for FC Tucson. The fields are great. They have practice league, practice fields.
Facilities here are top notch.
Yeah. Well, Kino under Sarah has been wonderful. And Sarah, I'm sorry, I forgot your new last name. So I'll find that out when I get a phone call, probably, because she just got married. Well, congratulations again, Sarah. Yeah. So, all right, we're going to go to our first break. We got the warm up session in, Chris, so to speak. Timmy, we're going to come right back with you to talk about those two wonderful events that are going on this weekend. So, stand by. We'll be right back. This is the Morning Voice, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton, and we're here with Chris Sayuda. Well, here I am sitting across this new guy that was an old friend, and I think I should have checked the ID before you came in, Chris.
Oh, boy.
Make sure it's really you. Well, welcome back. I'm your host, Tom Moulton, and I'm with the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and we're one of the sponsors, but the big sponsor is Visit Tucson, and they just got through, you know, with the new branding, and we all sat there, and there was hundreds of us, and Weston La Paloma. Did a great job. Oh man, they must have I can tell you that, you know, the food and beverage guy just really stepped up, and the food was delicious. And it was really interesting how they did like a crescent setup on the tables for those that, you know, it's kind of like a half moon. So you can see the stage, and there's no obstruction, you're not, and the people sitting don't have the backs, but they kind of stepped it. Instead of, you know, pushed in the table, they kind of like took the chairs and turned them like this, Chris. So stack, 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 stack. I've never seen that setup before. Yeah, and it worked. Because it was all about the presentation, not the meal, really. Even though the meal was delicious, and the AV was, of course, when you're launching a new in this digital world. Apparently, you weren't there. I wish you would have been there. You would have enjoyed it. And it was the AV was excellent, absolutely. And you know, that's two events I've gone to now. The Arizona Bowl kickoff luncheon that was at the TCC, and they hired an outside outfit to do all of their video and graphics and everything, and is just absolutely was a super 1,000 people at the.
I love the new branding, by the way.
It's really nice. We had a whole show on that the day after. Maybe that's the one we'll Matt. You know, I will reveal to you at the end of the day. Or the end of the 7 to 9 hour. We're going to rerun a show, and I'm leaning, Matt, I'm leaning to, because that was a great show. But I don't think it was an hour long show, so we'll have to figure out what we're going to do for 2 hours. But Timmy, are you ready to talk a little bit about the events going on?
I am.
All right, go ahead.
It's time for El Tour.
Yeah. So what
you
is
you and I are not going to participate, but
no, I have three bicycles in my garage, Ewan, it would be useless for you and I to have those anymore, probably.
Well, yeah, it's I have three in my shed. No longer can get on them. But the expo starts today at noon at the TCC. And if you're going to be a rider in the L Tour, you need to be at the expo to get your credentials, as they call them.
Yes.
And so that should be fun.
Yeah, it's open to the public, I believe.
It's open. It's free.
Okay. Yeah, we've had a booth there before, remember, Tim? And Catherine and will be there with her because they always do a special kind of shirt, Pima County Attractions. And so I've been part of that booth. And then we had the SAAA booth for a couple of years. And it's all of the folks that are coming here and their families and everything bicycle, anything that the folks that are coming from all over the world, actually, for this event. And they are this everything bicycling. And, you know, for the event, and it's great. And when is the actual? And TJ was on the radio last week, and he says he says we don't call it a race, but trust me, those people that come here and win,
they're racing.
It's a race.
Oh, 100%.
It's a race.
Even though it raises a lot of money in Rotary, you know, $72 million for polio over, you know, probably a little over 10 years now. And it's just amazing. So the race kicks off at 6, I think, or something like that. And they have three different routes, and we're not going to talk too much about that. But you can go and watch all the people take off and actually get back after 100 miles and whatever the 45 miles and whatever. What's the next one?
I haven't ridden in the race since 1987. But
did you come in about 8,000 or what was your?
I was terrible.
Yeah. So all right, what's the next event from our downtown attraction?
Well, we have the Fall Artisans Market at the Tucson Museum of Art, and they're going to have food and artists, and it's going to be it's a nice event. It's such a beautiful plaza. I'm sorry?
Well, your favorite restaurant's there too in that plaza, isn't it?
Yeah, Yano's used to be there.
Yeah, a la carte.
Yeah.
Be great desserts, man. And how many places do you go to, Matt, that start with your desserts first? You know,
as my dad, I miss him every day, as he always said, eat responsibly, have dessert first, make sure you get dessert in. So
you got to make sure you have room for that dessert.
No,
these aren't
we're
little.
We're not here for. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead, Tim.
I was going to say, we're not here for a haircut.
Thank you. Yes.
I gladly give you a hamburger on Tuesday. All right. So thank you, Tim. Yeah. So two completely different kind of events, different audiences. There's now 11,000 or so that have signed up for the all-time record. It's going to be, and it looks like Friday's going to be clear. Is Saturday going to be clear? Or what's the weather there, Matt? For Saturday,
well, Saturday does have a pretty good chance of showers, and it'll be cool. So let's look at the glasses half full. The cyclists won't be complaining about wind and heat, I don't think.
No, they won't. But they probably won't have a coat on either because they got to look nifty in that shirt that they have and their little pants and everything. You know?
Once they get warmed up, everything will be just fine.
Yeah, that's right. So, Chris, we are here to talk about a couple of things, and welcome to Talk Radio. So you have actually three jobs.
Three and counting, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And hopefully it stays at three or less.
And we are going to get to this thing called the Gladiator, so we might as well tease it because I want to devote an entire segment to it. But I've talked a little bit about Chris. Chris was on the FEATS board and the SAAA board at the same time. Lots of praise the announcement yesterday was that you are back to the FEATS board. And I think they already got it worked out what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And it's probably similar because you'll be working – because I'm also on the FEATS board, and I'm also in charge of the website. So we're going to – when we sit down, we're going to go, okay, today we're going to work on FEATS today, and then we're going to work on the SAAA tomorrow. And it'll be a lot of fun working with you.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Main of – this is a guy who has the main gate. All of the pep rallies that were at the U of A and everything, this guy put them all together along with the U of A. So this guy knows how to put on an exciting event. And I promise we're going to be back, and we're going to talk about the Gladiator after this break. Thank you, Matt. Don't forget, we are on YouTube and Facebook. How do they get there? Do we have time?
10:30 The Voice is the channel on YouTube, 10:30 The Voice, and Facebook as well. That's our page on Facebook.
We'll be right back. This is The Morning Voice. Well, we're back, and this is The Morning Voice, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton, and we're brought to you by the SAAA and Visit Tucson. So thank you, Felipe and Graham and Lee and the gang there for really doing a great job on the branding, and I'm looking more and more to maybe that's the show, Matt, for coming up. But we'll at 9 o'clock, I'll make the final decision here and let everybody know that during Thanksgiving, we're all going to be eating turkey or God forbid ham, we're going to do a best of show on Thursday. So I got the opportunity to pick amongst. Jeez, 300, almost 300 shows, how many shows? Maybe 50, 60 shows. I really never have counted them, Matt. I guess I could, but Matt, all of our shows, by the way, are all still, they were recorded live, and they're on YouTube, and you can find them on YouTube. I think we've been videoing maybe 6 months or so.
Yep. 10:30 The Voice is the YouTube channel, and 10:30 The Voice is our Facebook page, and I try to cross-link them so people can see them.
And there's an audio version on
KVY.com, where we have our audio podcasts.
Sure. Yes, and that audio is just perfect. Absolutely crystal clear. YouTube, you have video, which is a unique difference, and we had a little bit of a learning curve, and we still are learning how to do podcasts. But and then when Chris and I redo the website, I should say Chris does redo the website. We're going to create a podcast section, and so all of the shows, God forbid, for 2 years are going to be there where you can listen and learn. I hope a little bit. All right, so. The Gladiator. The Gladiator was born when?
So this, about 3 years ago during the pandemic when we all had the opportunity to kind of go outside and explore a little bit, kind of opened my eyes. And I was hanging out with a buddy of mine. We used to work together in Brooklyn about 11 years ago. And we both happened to move to Arizona about the same time in 2015. And we found this great Jeep. It was just a Jeep Gladiator truck that was lifted and had a rooftop tent on it. And we immediately saw the opportunity for getting out there, out of town, off-road, so many magical places here in Southern Arizona to explore. And so that's how Gladys the Gladiator was born.
Yes, you. For those folks that didn't hear it, the Gladiator is called Gladys, and she is a Jeep.
She's a Jeep. She's got attitude. she's basically a tank.
So now,
and it's a Rubicon.
Oh yeah.
Yes, and you wonder what are we talking about a Jeep when it comes to tourism?
Oh yeah. So you know, a lot of the prettiest natural wonders to explore are not exactly accessible by two-wheel drive vehicles here in Arizona.
I tried that.
And around. Uh-oh.
you get stuck. or you damage.
So we basically made sure that Gladys was capable to get you anywhere you'd want to go. I mean, the idea is, if you want to go exploring, whether it be Southern Arizona, Northern Arizona, California, New Mexico, all the national parks around here, you could come rent Gladys. She has everything you need for camping, cooking, sleeping. It's a pop-up tent right on the roof. It takes about 10 seconds to be ready for sleep once you get to your area.
Well, now, let's talk a little bit about it. Let me try to visualize this, okay? Now, hey, Matt, if you get a chance, pop up that website. And there's some pictures, or Matt will scroll through the website so you can see it. But it is a tank. But it is a Jeep. And was it a military vehicle as well?
It wasn't. It was just a standard Rubicon that was lifted and upgraded to 37-inch wheels.
Okay, we now have we're getting the pictures up on the on my screen, and then we'll get it to on to folks that are on YouTube and Facebook so you can see it.
And you can actually rent this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'll be.
Matt, you can grab your wife and the kiddies and have some fun, you know. And it seats four or
it seats five.
Seats five.
It's a beast.
The tent comfortably sleeps two adults. Obviously, we could provide an external regular tent for you if you have more family coming. Kids usually love it. Usually, when people take it with a family, the kids take over the rooftop tent right there. We get a cooler. We get. Pretty soon, we're going to add solar and a generator, so you can have a refrigerator.
Now, can the YouTube people see that, Matt, yet, or you're working on it?
We're working on it.
All right, okay. Matt's working on it because we want you to see it because there is this pop-up tent, and obviously the floor of the tent is the back of the Jeep, it looks like.
Got a nice, comfortable mattress in there.
I guess if you're really cozy, you can sleep.
You could, if you're really, really cozy, you could get three people up there, but two comfortably.
Yeah. So a threesome. So two, mom and dad and a little child.
In my case, when my dog and I go camping, it's just my dog that fits up there.
That's really cozy. Yeah. I know, with her dog. So, what kind of dog do you have?
I have a dachshund, the smallest dog possible.
Well, that don't take much room. You should bring his.
He's in one of the pictures here.
There's a picture in here once we get it up and running. But so this is really different than the Jeep tours,
right? So, with the other bigger Jeep rental companies, you get the set route, you get the tours. What we do is we provide some instruction and an iPad with all the off-road trails, maps of the area. We give you a book of, basically anything from a dirt road to a crazy technical rock crawling adventure. We kind of determine how comfortable the renter is and whether they have any experience. But it's a very capable rig that's, knock on wood, virtually unstoppable. It's like the renter cannot break it.
Now, insurance is always a big deal. You found an outfit. We don't have to name them, but unless they want to become a sponsor of the show. But I like the fact that you have a training. Obviously, this is safety. And what you do and what you can't do, but you kind of, once you turn over the keys, so far it's still intact. It hasn't rolled over.
It's intact. There's the basic maintenance stuff that happens, but I've damaged it more personally enjoying it than any renter ever has.
And
I don't mind mentioning, we use the platform Outdoorsy, which is really good. And I actually, if anybody wants to try a off-road vehicle or a RV camp or something, that is a great app to use.
Right. And Matt, feel free to scroll through those pictures if you like. We won't make necessarily reference to all of them. But the normal Jeep tour is like a curated tour, which is good. Okay. So we have the, I think we have the pink Jeeps and the blue Jeeps. Mm-hmm. And there's the yellow Jeep and the You know, every town the Hershen family entertainment owns Jeeps. I think they're the ones that own the Sedona Jeeps, and they have the Ducks. Now,
the Ducks.
Yeah, the Ducks are in the water, and the Jeeps are on land. So for those that are need a little bit of education, the Ducks were the World War II vehicles that landed the troops on the beach. And somehow they all are still around. And because there are everywhere you go, Wisconsin Dells or what, there's the Ducks. And these are tours that you go in the water, and they're like tanks, you know, in one sense. And it's a really neat experience. They put canopies on top. And there's an outfit here that runs, not here, but in Missouri, that owns and runs Dollywood. It's probably the most Silver Dollar City. And they're in an acquisition mode, and they're buying up all these parks, but on the side, they do duck tours and Jeep tours. Now, I've been personally on two different kinds of Jeep tours, and Chris and I talked about this, and the first Jeep tour is what you can find here in our area, and they're great adventures. Take you the backside of Mount Lemmon is probably a good example. We also have Tucson Adventure Rentals, and they're like they have two locations, and you actually get to drive a Polaris side by side, and it's very safe in the sense that they train you, and they all have GPS control, a way to contact if you need any help, and you actually rent the Polaris and get on, and just in a sense that with you, it's you get to rent and you get to drive, whereas the other ones now when I was in Mexico. The Jeep tours, I didn't know what to expect. And they handed me the keys, and they said, go. And they had a GoPro on me, and I was telling Chris the story, is that it's just me bouncing around. I mean, it's not really an exciting video, but because when you're driving a Jeep, you're everywhere. You're strapped in, but you're just everywhere. But we got to travel around some foothills, in Mexico, and then we ended up at the beach, and that was even fun, driving on sand. And then they fed us, and then they gave us the keys again, and we drove back, and how exciting that was. You know, so there is nothing beats the experience if you don't own a Jeep to drive a Jeep.
No, I think there's something really special about being able to take a vehicle off the highway and then, you know, get to the end of the road and just keep going.
Absolutely. And especially, I hope they take good care of it. But on the other hand, it is a rental. Oh, there's insurance. They'll take care of it. All right. We're going to be back with Chris Iuda in just a few minutes. And we got to pay the bills. And this is The Morning Voice. And I'm here with Chris Iuda. And we've been talking about Gladys the Gladiator, which is a really new way to enjoy Tucson. So we're going to talk when we come back. A little bit specific about some of those routes, because I think that's exciting to listen about that. We'll be right back.
Hey, and like Ed Ackerley was saying, if you'd like to help out a family in need at some of our local schools, go to coachesforcharity.org. You can buy a Thanksgiving box. It'll only cost you $45, and you will make a family's Thanksgiving who might need a little cheering up this year and a little help. So you can do a good deed. It won't cost you a ton of money. Go to coachesforcharity.org and buy a Thanksgiving box.
We're back. It's Tom Moulton, your host, and this is The Morning Voice, and I'm here with Chris Iuda. Now, some of those adventures that you are recommending, you briefly mentioned some of them, but can you take maybe your top one or your top two, and let's kind of paint a picture for this segment.
So immediately here in town, you don't have to go very far. I like going east out on to Reddington, and there is a trail called the Chiva Falls Trail, which takes a couple hours. It's not too technical. There is one big obstacle that most renters we tell to avoid, but called Three Feathers, the big rock structure. But for the pros, it's like the highlight of that. But the real highlight is when you get to the end of it, there's a waterfall. So if you go like today, would be a perfect day to get out there, because after a couple of hours of traversing these really rocky and windy roads and a beautiful landscape out there, you get the waterfall, you get to relax, have some lunch. Everything's included in the Jeep, so you could grill up a sandwich, whatever, have some coffee.
You not only have a tent on top, but you also have a pop-out grill there or something?
We have a little grill, stove, coffee, it's, machine, everything.
It's an inclusive camping trip, isn't it? And
we even have a little RC Jeep for the kids to play with when you're in park, so they can drive their own too.
Is there a deer rifle in there too?
Well,
that's only you go hunting. Yeah. Hunting, but you could take it on a hunting trip, right?
Yeah. We had a renter that was doing some elk hunting. Wasn't successful on us trip, but some amazing shots from the north rim of Grand Canyon. When they do the season out there on the reservation.
Now, we're actually thumbing through is the right word, the pictures that are on the website, and we're, what is that website? Let's get it out.
Sure. It's a Go Tucson.
A great website.
Gladys.com. So go GoTucsonGladys.com, which has a link to our outdoorsy listing.
Go to Gladys.
Go Tucson. Gladys. So it's like, it's all like,
Gladys. Okay.
Like, go Gladys, go. It was just something that we came up with because, you know, you need that unique URL.
Now, is it seasonal or, I mean, obviously, if I were to go on it right now and try to rent it, it's, I have to wait to the end of the season now or it's.
No, there's still, usually you could find, 1 or 2 weekends in the next coming months. It's booked out a little bit through January right now, but not completely. But we rented year round, and surprisingly enough, most of our renters come from out of the country.
Yeah. Well, hopefully some of them will do some of the Mount Lemmon routes or the backside of Mount Lemmon.
Well, one of the things we do is we give them a list of all the great attractions we have.
Right. That's great.
You know, and send them in our Jeep. And
and while you're there, you can do the zip line adventures,
exactly,
on the backside of Mount Lemmon. They have 5 zip lines, the longest zip line in Arizona, and exciting. You might as well. This is all about the adventure series, folks. This is part 2 adventure series, and Tim and I were talking about that last week in the show. And you know, outdoor adventures is such an important part of our tourism message, isn't it?
It really is. You know, I think the one thing that stands out to me that most people talk about that are not from this area when they get out here, the night sky.
Absolutely.
You don't have to go out of town very far to, you know, see a beautiful Milky Way at night.
Well, astronomy, though, it stars.
Yeah.
You know, believe it or not, we are out of time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe it? So let's have that website one more time.
GoTucsonGladys.com. But thank you so much for having me, Tom.
Chris, a pleasure having you. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. And we're going to continue to talk about the adventure series. I'm going to ask Chris to extend one more segment. Is that okay?
That's fine.
And I want to continue on these adventures that you're talking about. We'll be right back. Well, we're back, and it's the 8 o'clock hour, and welcome, everyone, to The Morning Voice, and I'm your host every Thursday, and we talk about special events and tourism, and sometimes we talk about nothing. You know, so, it's called talk radio, folks, and we have a special guest, and he's asked, I asked him, can you stay over for about 10 more minutes and talk a little bit about some of the specifics and the rentals and all how that all works. Insurance. Do you have to put your insurance? You have to like put your first child, you know, on the block, or let's talk a little bit about the logistics and the mechanics, Chris.
Sure. So like I said, we use the platform Outdoorsy, and they're a great partner to do a lot of the legwork in terms of vetting the drivers. You know, you could set a minimum age for the renters, so you don't necessarily, if you're afraid that somebody's going to rent your car when they're young and abuse it or whatever.
Now, have you done that, or do you have to be like 25 or over?
25
or over, okay.
And when you rent through the app, you also buy a specific policy, like an RV rental policy, which covers majority of anything that might go wrong. But it also, the app provides you with roadside assistance should anything go wrong. Now, our Jeep has a lot of safety equipment that comes with it in terms of getting yourself out of, I don't know, hasn't been really stuck yet. I think maybe one renter had to use a winch that we have with it once in the sand dunes of California. But most of the time, honestly, our Jeep, the safety equipment gets used to get other Jeeps out. So we've actually had renters rescue other Jeep adventurers out there, which has been great.
The last time I used a wedge, these little dinosaurs came after me. Isn't that a great scene?
Yeah.
Was that a Jeep? Did they, or is that a, I don't remember if that was a Jeep.
The must drive faster scene. I think that was a Jeep. Yeah.
So no, you know what, folks, you don't have to worry about little dinosaurs.
Yeah. I think if there's a T-Rex coming at you, I think Gladys will get you away just fine.
So you have peace of mind. You rent it. You buy insurance, okay? Obviously, people are still renting it, so the insurance must not be, a reason why you can't rent it.
No, it's all, I would say, pretty affordable, and we do discounts for, say, if you rent it for a week, you're going to get a discount, and the longer you rent it, the bigger the discount. If anybody's interested and finds us on Outdoorsy and books, make sure to mention this program, and we'll give you another 10% off.
Ooh, that's pretty good. So this is the Morning Voice.
That's right. Okay. Mention the Morning Voice. Mention Tom.
Oh, that'll give him a discount for sure.
Mention Tom. We're going to increase the fee by 20% now.
Hey, and Tim, will you throw in a ride on your Corvette?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, here we go.
That wasn't enthusiastic. Yeah,
He's got two Corvettes, so you know one's in the garage. You know he's got another one to jump in there. But actually, Rotary gives away a Corvette every year, and I got to drive it once. I had to pick it up at the Pima Community College, the garage there, and that's where it's parked between shows. And I got in there. And no problem, just gravity. Pew! I was in there, and then I forgot you're like 4 inches from the ground. Now I didn't need any help, Tim. So there was no spectacle here, but it was tough getting out.
Yeah, getting in is easy. I had to
pry you out of my Corvette.
Yeah, you did. And with this Jeep, you need a ladder.
It's the opposite problem with the Jeep. You have to climb into it.
Opposite, yeah.
I remember Mangelsdorf had a remember Pete. He had a big pickup truck, and literally you had to get a running jump to get into the car. It was so because you don't want to hit a rock or a tree limb or something like that.
Yeah. We're kidding, but we actually do have a telescoping ladder for the tent and the Jeep, so you could climb up there.
Well, you have the satellite disc up there now too, or the
we don't have the internet yet, but that's coming. We're adding a solar panel with a refrigerator and probably the Starlink as well. For us, it's all about getting away. So I always tell our renters all the spots where there is no phone service and stuff, where they could really just disconnect. Recharge their batteries. You know what I mean?
You always want to watch the Blazing Saddles of fire scene. So while you're on a trip, so just in case, right?
Yeah.
It's really unique. I mean, typically when you go on a Jeep tour, we talked about this on the first hour a little bit. And now we have a completely different audience going to work. Let's go over just a quick little highlights of who is this Jeep, how was it named, and it is available for you to rent.
So Jeep is called Gladys the Gladiator. She's a 2020 Rubicon Gladiator that's been lifted, added with a 37-inch Nitto Grappler off-road tires, a go-fast camper rooftop tent. We have fully stocked kitchen, there's a good picture of the setup.
On YouTube, it's on YouTube, folks. If you're not on YouTube, Matt, how do they get on YouTube again?
10:30 The Voice is the page on YouTube and Facebook. 10:30 The Voice.
Yeah, you got to get on there right now before we go off the air in 5 minutes, and Chris has to go to one of his jobs, do his RTA and PAG work. But we're looking at this. What are we looking at right now?
So here's an example of the Go Fast Camper tent deployed with the ladder I was talking about. You see in the back there is water jugs and some totes with items, folding chairs. We have hammocks that we include, blankets for the dogs. We're pet friendly rental, so we don't mind if people bring their dogs. And we always tell people when they return it not to clean it. We actually love to see how muddy this thing could get on people's adventures, and then we'd like to take those pictures. So.
Oh yeah, okay. So you just pick it up, drop it off.
We will also, you know, meet you at the airport. We do drop off and pick up in Phoenix. We do it all. We try to make it as seamless of a thing for the renter as possible.
Now it's housed here in Tucson.
It's housed here in Tucson.
And, you know, so you have to pick it up here in Tucson, or unless you
or Phoenix.
How far you will drive to Phoenix to drop it off for them? Okay, that's good to know.
There's no mileage limits.
Right.
We keep it to continental U.S. For where you could take
can't
it.
Can't
take it to Mexico, but it's been up there. It's been up to Pacific Northwest. It's been up to Yosemite. It's gone pretty much everywhere.
Now, do they send you back pictures too as well? Or
yeah, our kind of logbook for people to sign in is an iPad, so we ask everybody to take some pictures of the iPad. So,
you post some of these pictures.
We do. We have
how about videos too? Is there any videos on the?
Yeah. So
their
if you
adventures?
Go, if you're an Instagram user, go Tucson Gladys on Instagram. There's some.
Go Gladys.
Tucson.
Oh, you got to say go Tucson Gladys.
Yeah.
Okay. And Timmy found it, and he's enjoying it. Right? You ready? You ready to go on that trip, Tim?
I am.
All right. I set you guys up. You guys have to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I think I'd rather do this than do a cattle drive. Cattle drives have their moments.
One of my favorite places to go down locally is go down to Gardner Canyon by Sonoyta. It's right near the Arizona Trail. There's a lot of off-road trails there, and there's a lot of dispersed camping. So, great night sky views there, and you could just have adventures all day long.
Yeah, what's that special camping called? There's a special kind of camping.
Glamping.
So this is a whole other.
This is not so much glamping. It could be more glamping. I mean, we could definitely make it more glamping for you if you so choose. But we also have some campgrounds that we recommend. That have full facilities.
So instead of canvas chairs, you'd have like Lazy Boy chairs with you or something around the campfire. We found a campfire shot. Thank you, Matt, for that. Great. Now again, we talked about this Jeep. It's a special kind of Jeep. It's different than the Jeep Tours, and where those are curated. Now there's a purpose for that, and but this is really you turn over the Jeep to them.
Yeah, we just figured there's a space in there for the self-adventurer type, the person that wants to do it themselves, and it's sturdy enough that we don't have to worry, so why not?
Well, it is a tank, right, Tim?
It is. It's actually a Rubicon, so that means it's got front and rear
lockers.
Lockers.
This guy knows what he's talking about.
No,
see, he knows.
He's a car guy and an airplane guy. You know what can I tell you?
I have recovered in truck bed liner paint, so you can't even scratch it up, even if you tried driving through branches. So it's like literally worry free.
Yeah, that was the story. I went to Santa Fe, and they said we only have one car left, and it's a Jeep. And I go, yeah, sure. Oh. And then I got to Santa Fe, and they said, you know, there's this climb, there's mountain here, and you got a Jeep. I saw you pull in. He says, well, I went up to the top of the mountain, and the sun started to set. Little did I know, on the other side of the mountain was the the let's say the pleasant ride up the mountain or down the mountain to the ski resort. But little did I know, I went up the backside of the mountain, and when the road started to be at 45 degree angles, I looked for someone, and finally I found a guy and a cow, and he said, "Turn right, young lad." And I turned right, and there was this road that was not windy, and I made it home in time, you know, and didn't tell the car rental place that I went up a dangerous mountain.
See, if this was
this here, you're allowed to do a dangerous mountain.
I would recommend you do that.
Yes. All right. Well, I want to thank you, Chris, for staying over and talking to us about Gladys. And one last time on the website where you can check it out to see what the costs are and how to rent it.
Sure. It's gotucsongladys.com or the Outdoorsy app if you look up Gladys the Gladiator. And you could book it directly on the app. You'll start messaging us. We could work out all your needs, and we'll be happy to offer a discount to the listeners if you mention the Morning Voice.
And it's, yes, Matt.
Before we go, I got a call from our buddy Bunker, and he wanted to know if Chris has any equine adventures. So do you have any tie-ins with horses?
You know, we don't, but that is an interesting idea to explore.
You know, all let right. me tell you, I went last night. Rocky LaRose, who you know, Rocky is just an outstanding photographer, and she had an exhibition last night of horse photos that she took. And a lot of these you have to travel on non-paved roads. You have to take 4x4s to get set up to get these shots of wild horses. Stunning photography, by the way. Good congratulations, Rocky.
For that idea, Matt, you should get at least 25% off.
Oh,
well, there you go.
There you go.
So, well, Chris, call Rocky up and maybe he can.
Former assistant athletic director. So thanks again. Enjoy the rest of your day. And if you're really going to get crazy, rent Gladys. We'll be right back and for more on the for more. Well, we're back. And that was an exciting hour and 10 minutes, wasn't it, Matt?
That's quite a vehicle you can rent and take on an adventure of your choice. And, of course, he sells it very well with beautiful pictures of campsites and natural surroundings, mountains, lakes, trails, roads. So it's looks like a good way to get away from it all.
Outdoor adventure is so important to folks coming here. And obviously that's what saved us really during COVID, that the national, mostly the state parks stayed open. Occasionally the national parks were open for a big part of COVID. And people continued to flock out here, especially during that time period, because obviously the virus was a little bit, spread out in the outdoors. But yeah, just so many national parks and state parks and actually local parks here. And of course, then we have the Catalina Mountains surrounding us, and we have Mount Lemmon, which is quite the trip to go up. And then there's the backside of Mount Lemmon, where there is actually now a very, very paved road from 77, or some people say Highway 80, Historic Highway 80 is part of 77, and you go all the way to Oracle. And you turn, in a sense, if not coming from Phoenix, you're coming from Tucson, you turn right. And that whole road now is paved to the backside of Mount Lemmon, dead ends at the Zipline Adventures that's run by a wonderful family, five zip lines. And that's kind of where the pavement stops. And from there, it's a... I've never done it. Have you done the backside of Mount Lemmon?
I have not. Mrs. Neely has. I have not.
Yeah, I mean they try to scare you a little bit, you know, because there's big boulders and no, actually that's where the Tucson Adventure Rentals picks up with the Polaris, and where you can rent one of those and climb the mountain, or there's some trails there, and they're all monitored with cameras and your GPS, and there's a Polaris that's driving around and making sure that you're, if you have any problems, you just wave them down, you know. So we had a whole show on Tucson Adventure Rentals. I think that was done the first year. I don't know if that was done on the Morning Voice. I'll have to take a quick look at that, because that was a great show as well. A fellow from, I think it from, was either Australia or England or something like that, man. I can't remember. Came over and started that. Now he's got four locations around Arizona. So Outdoor Adventures, it's very popular to come to Tucson and to Arizona. Hey, Timmy, welcome back. Hey, we lost Tim?
Right. He is still there, I think. I think he just may be on mute. So,
Timmy?
While he unmutes, we can...
Hey, Timmy? Okay, nope.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. Okay.
He just unmuted.
All right, you got it. Something that my wife has tried to do, but she's been unsuccessful, muting me. So we got you muted, but you're unmuted now. And
I'm unmuted now.
You're unmuted, that's for sure. So we got a new audience. So tell us a little bit about the events that are going on this weekend.
Well, it's El Tour de Tucson. It's one of our biggest events of the year. And it starts off today at 12 o'clock at the Expo Center. And it's the El Tour Expo. And we're getting ready for the big ride on Saturday. Like I said, I haven't ridden the ride since 87. Wow. I was a senior in high school.
That was 10 years ago, right?
Yeah, it was just a few months ago.
How many entrants are we expecting at El Tour this year?
Over,
11,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. When we had TJ on, they had already surpassed 10,000. Last year, the record, I think, when Richard was running the organization, was close to 9,000. And so that was the goal, to get back to 9,000. And he was almost there 2 years ago. Or last year, I should say, and then all of a sudden it was 10, and now it's almost he on the show he said 11,000, and you know, these 11,000 riders, you know, bring their families.
Yeah.
So when you say 11,000, you're probably talking about over 20,000. 30,000. Yeah. There we go. Thank you, Tim. 30,000 people are here. They're already here, and they're in and unfortunately
local restaurants.
And there was a lot of activities that took place during the week, and of course the training has been going on for a couple of weeks. So this is the large one, you know. This is the largest bicycle event. You know, I mean, maybe El Tour France is bigger, but this is a big deal for us to have it here. And of course, the loop is packed right now during the training. And of course, the roads are. I see every morning, Tim, when I get up, they're training in Oro Valley.
Wow.
Well, and they've had the El Tour de Tucson Prologue, which is a 5-day camp that started yesterday. It runs through the 23rd. So you can get tips and tricks from leading riders. Obviously, the Perimeter Bicycling Association has events, has other events like the Tour de Scottsdale. That's in March. So Perimeter Bicycling, El Tour de Zona in April.
Yeah, that's
Sierra Vista Bisbee Tombstone.
One of your historic Highway 80 groups there. I didn't realize they had one of those. That's great.
Yeah, so that's 3 days of and nights of riding, camping, and fun. That is just amazing. And of course, the granddaddy of them all, as they liked, as Keith Jackson would say, El Tour de Tucson, and that's on Saturday, right? Yeah, it's Saturday.
So, oh yeah, it's the 42nd. Can you believe it? Richard started this, and he had I think it was not even 2,000 riders, if not even that. And he goes, yeah, let's have a bicycle race, and we can start moving towards being recognized as a bicycle friendly city. And next thing you know, 42 years. When we get back, we want to talk a little bit about the Tucson Museum of Art. They have a great event going on as well on Saturday. Different audience. Okay, so we'll be right back. And this is The Morning Voice. And I'm your host, Tom Moulton. And my co-host is Tim Vimmerstedt. Well, we're back, and this is The Morning Voice, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton, and thanks you for listening. And we're also on YouTube and Facebook. Matt, how do you get on to Facebook and YouTube to see us?
1030 The Voice is the channel on YouTube and Facebook, 1030 The Voice.
Now, if you want to see any of the past shows, they're all on YouTube, and it's easier, I think, to find them on YouTube. And then, of course, we're on KVUI.com and look into podcasts, and there's beautiful audio recordings of every show Monday through Friday, because there's a different host every single weekday. Dr. Ackerley will be on tomorrow. Oh, and he talks with the U of A folks and business leaders here around the community. And I do know that he recently talked to Casey from the wonderful 4th Avenue Street Fair that's coming up early December. Actually, I had a meeting with her yesterday, along with all of the festival and event people. And I have to tell you, there are lots of events and festivals, and these are world-class festivals here in town. And a lot of the attractions, actually, that are members of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance enhance their visitor experience by holding a festival. So generally what happens when an attraction has an internal festival, it's included within your price of admission. So you get kind of a double whammy. And over at the Tucson Museum of Art, Tim, there's this special artesian, did I say the right word? I'm not sure if I said it right, but there's something going on. Tell us about what's going on at Tucson Museum of Art.
Well, of course, Tom. Get my glasses on.
Thank you for
the Fall Artesians Market at Tucson Museum of Art. Great event, 42nd annual.
Wow, they started at the same time El Tour did.
Yeah.
So it's is it a multi-day festival?
It's November 22nd.
Okay.
It starts today.
Okay.
And goes through the 22nd.
Okay.
And it's a great... You remember our friend Sherry used to run that?
That's right. She was a co-founder of the SAAA.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a Channel 4... and then she moved over to the Tucson Museum of Art. Now, so it starts today. Unfortunately, I don't know if it stopped raining. It's supposed to stop raining.
Still raining across town today.
Still raining. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, but showers are diminishing.
You and Matt would be so jealous right now.
Why is that?
Because I'm calling from the East Side Volunteer Center for the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance.
Yes.
And I've got a nice fire going. And it's raining.
Well, we're in the beautiful studios of Bustos Media. And
I know. Yeah, I thought I'd rub it in.
No fire, but I am looking at Matt right now, and he's waving to me, so Matt. we're having a good time. Okay. We've had a good show, and The Tucson Museum of Art is a, we talked about it with the fair going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and it's you know, it's an annual event. We love to have you. I mean, it's a different audience than the El Tour, but remember El Tour. You go to the you go into the TCC. It's free. You can really.
Right.
There's a lot of the lot of the folks that are participating in the ride are going to be there, and they're going to be in their outfits, and their bikes are being fine tuned, and then there's all kinds of things that the bicyclers need, from water bottles to little backpacks to. The special jerseys that are on sale, you know, so it's really, yeah. It's kind of like, you don't have to be a bicycle lover to go in there. It's, if you're an outdoor venture, there's lots of booths, from folks that are, I want to tell you about, the adventures that they have. And of course, you know, so we used to have a booth there for several years, and, it's something new that they added to, El Tour, throughout, you know, it's 42nd years of being here in Tucson. And, you know, so I would encourage you to go out there. And I actually, I'm going to go out there this afternoon. And after our meeting on AI today, we got a big meeting on artificial intelligence. And so we're really enjoying talking about, this is our kind of our part two series of outdoor adventures. Now, we were going to have the Arizona Zip Line on in the second hour, and she is in a place where the car and the phone are not working together. So I apologize for that. That's not Emily's fault. That's my fault. Not getting her into a stationary place where she had cell service, but we talked about Mount Lemmon and the backside of Mount Lemmon in the previous break, and how the kind of the road kind of dead ends at the the Zipline Adventures, and this has been around this facility, and they got a great restaurant there. Tim and I visited them. It was a while back, but we had a wonderful hamburger, didn't we? I think we had one of their big hamburgers there. Yeah, and you know, it was delicious. You know, so we'll bring Emily back again. I think Emily maybe was on the first year, so we can't bring her back in the best of. But we'll bring her back here live, because every year they do something different out there. And the backside of Mount Lemmon, Matt, when it rains, it turns green and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the video that you see on our television commercials and their television and video is when we had that big rain a couple years ago, and there was the entire mountain turned green. And so it's beautiful, just absolutely beautiful, Mount Lemmon, when it turns green. Now, some of the other outdoor adventures, Tim, that you have experienced here, when you weren't driving your Corvette, do you have a recollection of one that you really liked?
I always liked going up Reddington Pass, because I do have a four-wheel drive F-150.
I forgot that you had that. You still have that?
I do.
Oh, you got two Corvettes and a four-wheel vehicle.
Yeah, and a Mazda Miata.
Oh, well, yeah, I can't fit in that, so.
Yeah,
you can fit in that now without any trouble, so.
Yeah, I'm down to a $130.
Oh, yeah, it's an interesting adventure, absolutely. And tell us a little bit more. Is that just something you can just drive through, or?
Yeah, it's nice when you go all the way through Reddington Pass, cross the river, and end up in Oracle.
You know. Yeah, that's great. Hey, listen, I don't know if you're out there, folks, in the car driving to work, and you want to call us and tell us a little bit about your favorite adventure here in Tucson. We'd love to have you because we don't do much on the call-in, Matt, but how do they call in, Matt?
520-790-2040. That's 520-790-2040.
And we'll put you on the radio because we'd love to hear about what your favorite Tucson adventure is. We talked to Mr. AI last week before the show. And if you haven't tried to talk to AI, it's really quite the experience. A little bit different than you can have a Brit, if you know, talking to you with Siri, or you can have there's various kinds of folks that you can talk to, but with the AI, I don't think you had a choice on ChatGPT or whatever. You just say push the microphone, and you know, it's kind of bizarre. Actually, I personally like to type in to chat with the AI, and he keeps asking me questions. Like, would you like more? Would you like me to summarize? And that's what we're having our workshop on. And we'll probably bring back Dr. Watson because after the first AI show we had, Greg Watson from Pima Community College came on and we talked about this, you know, because all the folks in tourism are starting to use this to enhance their job. And what we're doing today at the workshop is that we're talking about the fun things you can do but still help you at work. Okay.
So, yeah, we got Mr. Bunker on with an adventure when you're ready, sir.
Okay, Mr. Bunker, how are you?
I'm just finer than frog hair. How are you fellas?
Let me just guess that you're let me just guess that your adventure has something to do with the Old West.
Well, it kind of in a sense, but I wanted to stay with the thing that you were doing quite a few years back. Kathy O'Hawke, a rancher girl from Upper Winslow, we did the drive up the backside from Oracle to Mount Lemmon. And while I would recommend a four-wheel drive, we did it in a high clearance. That's the main thing. And we made it. It was a delightful drive, and I really recommend it. And I wish they would pave that road because that's a great escape route from Mount Lemmon, and just in case they have another unfortunate fire. They need more than one route off the mountain, and it would do so much for the tourism for Oracle, and it would make a great loop, you know, go up one side, come down the other.
Well, I think that's unincorporated Pima County, Matt, you think, or Mount Lemmon going up the backside?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe they're listening, Jan and Carmine. But I think though the road that was paved was not Pima County paved. I think it's Pinal County.
Well, I know once you get to Vistoso, you're in Pinal.
So. Yeah, so it's Pinal County that those two guys should get together, Bunker. What do you think?
I think it's a great idea because, you know, it's also Coronado Forest up there, too.
Absolutely.
So there's three entities, but it would be a delightful drive. I recommend it, but, again, you have to have the right vehicle. And you see a different side of Mount Lemmon, you see the old mining side, you know, where all the great stories and the lost mines and everything supposed to be.
That's a show all its own, the people that own the land up there and how much gold they found and so on. Well, Bunker, thank you so much for calling and listening. We appreciate it.
You bet. You wouldn't miss it for the world.
All right. Thank you, sir. We're going to go to break, Matt, real quick, and we'll be right back for the last segment of The Morning Voice. I'm your host, Tom Moulton, and we're having a lot of fun talking about adventures in Tucson. I forgot about that song. That's great, Matt. Welcome back. Our last segment for this weekend, and we're preparing, and actually it's going on right now, all the activity of El Tour de Tucson, the 42nd annual, and shout out to the folks out there that are organizing and putting on the event because it's a major, major event around Tucson because 11,000 folks on bicycles will be out there. And it's just not one part of Tucson. It's all over Tucson, right, Matt?
Yes.
Yeah. Marana, it's Oro Valley, it's, you know, it kicks off early in the morning, 6 a.m., I think, and over there by the TCC, where they have the finish line and the everything takes place right around the TCC. There's also an outdoor exhibits that are going on during the day as well. So you all kinds of activity, things for the family to do between when the bicycles take off and do their route. There's also a walking part of this. Just so many different activities. And last week we talked to the Rotarian folks that there's, I think, of 30 or 40 folks from Rotarians from all over the world. It's the largest fundraiser for El Tour, largest fundraising for Rotary, again endorsed by Rotary International. Folks from all over the world. They have a jersey that was developed by a fellow from Cirrus Visuals, and everybody from Rotary has the same shirt on, and you just can't miss them. They've raised over $72 million to fight polio since they started. I think it was 2015, and obviously TJ really appreciates folks from coming all over the world, because they, as well as our folks from Visit Tucson, because they bring people they bring family members with them. And as Tim was telling us in one of the segments, that they are eating and they're drinking and they're staying in hotel rooms, and the economic impact is millions and millions of dollars. And we got it here in Tucson, Matt. Nobody else Indeed. Has got that.
No, it's a big deal. And stop by downtown. They have a big, big expo. Like you said, it's starting today. Is that right?
Yeah,
so you can stop by. You don't have to be riding in the ride to check out the expo today. Or
yeah, I think the
tomorrow.
Only thing you have to pay for is parking now.
Okay.
Well. Keep in mind, when you go to the TCC, you have a camera that takes a picture of your license plate. And then so make sure you pay okay. for parking, or they get you.
Oh,
the envelope is sent to you. Well, we enjoyed the day. We won't be back tomorrow, on next Thursday, I should say, live. However, we will have the best of the show. And I think we're going to probably pick something that you'll really love to listen to again. And it's about tourism in general and the new branding.